There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To the program. It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to share your thoughts here with us. The number is 855-450-FREE. And you don't have to necessarily talk about what we've been discussing. The selectman of Balearica, Massachusetts, who went and repainted several faded, embarrassing, eyesore crosswalks. And apparently the town manager and police didn't like that very much, so they went ahead and charged him criminally for it. And with you in the studio tonight, by the way, it is Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
We're going to go right into your calls and thoughts. Also coming up tonight, the recruiting centers around the country, a lot of them are being guarded by Oath Keepers and other gun rights advocates. I actually went down there yesterday and interviewed Chris Reitman, who is one of the Oath Keepers in the area, about what he was doing out there and, you know, what the status is. And it's different everywhere, right? Like, you know, the people who are in Keene, New Hampshire are not the same as in elsewhere. And, Daryl, you got an interesting story about one of these guards, and I don't remember
where it was. Oh, he's definitely different. New York.
In New York. So we'll tell you about that here in a little bit. Of course, you can join us first and foremost at 855-450-FREE. Let's start with JR, listening in Charleston, West Virginia. JR, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Hello.
Hi, JR. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I heard you mention there, Ian, about hot water and paint lines on the street. And didn't you have a little incident with that? Would you care to elaborate on it?
I don't know what you mean.
Chalk marks?
Oh, chalking. Yeah. So, I mean, there are a number of people who do chalking here in the Keene area. We actually just had Chalk the Police Day this past weekend. So, and then there are certain people in the area, one in particular who has made a habit of coming out. It's his hobby, basically, to come out and remove all the creative chalkings, regardless of their source. And he did come out and remove those chalkings, of course.
And there was also the thing, what was it, last fall, late fall, early winter, the homeless shelter did raise homeless awareness. And they
It was a church group that came out to raise awareness for homeless.
Yeah, and they chalked messages in Central Square, and this guy went out and scrubbed those off as well.
And there was actually a newspaper article written about him doing that. So, I guess that's the issue. There's been some level of conflict here in Keene, New Hampshire of the last year over simple chalkings, which, of course, is different from, crosswalks. Chalking is a more ephemeral form of expression. It's something that, you know, is not going to last. It's going to wash away at the next rain, for instance.
But you could chalk your own crosswalk, and then that would just be anarchy because there'd be all these crosswalks, Ian.
Right.
JR, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
What do the powers in charge, the powers that be, think of this?
The chalking or the crosswalk?
The chalking.
Oh, well, some of them don't like it. There was actually one city councilor who actually ended up getting some news headlines last year because he was proposing a ban on all chalking in the downtown area.
Right, because he wanted to label it as graffiti and therefore to ban it.
And it didn't go anywhere, so that, I don't think the city, I think he actually turned it over to, like, the city attorney to come up with potential proposed language or to research it or something like that, and
right.
I don't think it's ever come back on the table.
Manchester actually has an ordinance that includes a definition for graffiti stick, and it is written in such a poor manner that if you have a large piece of chalk, that is a graffiti stick, which is basically evidence that you might be doing graffiti and could wind up getting you arrested.
What do you think about the theater, our largest theater shooting?
Oh, yeah, that's big in the news right now. I didn't even think about that one. It's just, what do you think about it? It's another unarmed location, right? Or where was this? This is Louisiana, so I guess you could be... Yeah, you could legally concealed carry into a movie theater, I would think.
Unless the movie theater has a sign that says no weapons.
Yeah,
which most of them do.
No weapons. Criminals, come on in. We're free.
Yeah. JR, I'm with you on that, man. Definitely want to get rid of the gun-free zones, and I thank you for the call tonight. Of course, just because it says no weapons doesn't mean that no one has any weapons, obviously.
Or it's going to stop them from bringing weapons in.
Right, and there's nobody scanning you with a metal detector to get into the movie theater, so if you wanted to concealed carry into the movie theater, you can it would be legal for you to do that. It would just be a disrespecting the property owner's wish, but in this case, I imagine the property owner would have been very happy had somebody actually shot back at the guy who apparently took two people's lives and then took his own life.
When did this happen? Because
yesterday, I think.
Okay, somehow I have not heard about this one.
Yeah, I honestly haven't looked much further into it beyond knowing that it was in Louisiana and three people, including the gunman, are dead and two people were the victims. That's my understanding. Please correct me if I'm wrong. If you know more, you're welcome to join us here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. But it does bring up the issue of gun-free zones.
Yes.
And so there's the kind of a gun-free zone where it's just the private property owner who doesn't want you to carry a gun or doesn't want you to have a weapon. Like, I mean, I've got some, for instance, would a can of pepper spray be considered a weapon? I think some people would consider it a weapon. Others would say that's, you know, a defensive tool or whatever. You can't really do too much that's offensive with pepper spray. You're not going to kill somebody with it. It's
going
to hurt.
You're not going to kill somebody, but you can use pepper spray in an offensive manner instead of a defensive manner.
It's going to ruin somebody's day, but it's, you know, they're going to get better. Pretty relatively quickly compared to, say, a gunshot wound
or a
stabbing.
Well, assuming that all you do is pepper spray and walk away, but generally you use pepper spray to blind someone so that you can then do more damage to them.
Or get away.
Well, right, because generally pepper spray is used in a defensive manner.
Right.
But if it is used in an offensive manner, just the simple use of the pepper spray is not going to leave the permanent damage that a stab wound or a bullet hole would do. And so,
let me ask this question. Yeah. Have you ever been sprayed with pepper spray?
No, thank goodness.
Or oleoresin capsicum?
No, thank goodness, never. Not interested in that either. Derek J. has, though.
It is one of the worst things ever.
Oh, I bet. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrible.
No doubt about it. But if I had to choose, I'd rather be sprayed down by pepper spray than shot in the leg or something
or stabbed,
like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or stabbed. Just saying. So my point being that, you know, there's the two kinds of gun-free zones. There's the gun-free zone where a business owner is requesting that you not bring in a weapon.
Right.
And then there's the gun-free zone where the government will kidnap you and put you into a cage if you have a weapon in that zone. And we're talking about the latter specifically as far as these military recruiting centers, which have been in the news. There was a different shooting, as you may know, if you've been paying attention to the news, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where a couple people, I think, died, as I understand it.
Four or five.
Several people.
I think initially four people were dead on the scene, and then
a fifth
one died a couple days later from injuries sustained afterwards.
And it actually, it was some nutcase attacking a military recruiting center, and shortly thereafter, men with guns, and maybe some women, showed up at various different recruiting centers around the country. I don't know at how many centers this is happening, but I know it's happening at least a few here in New Hampshire, and I've heard elsewhere around the country it's going on. You've got a story about one in New York. Daryl, do you want to tell us about that, and then we'll get to the more serious piece?
Yeah, so there's this guy in New York, and I'm guessing New York City because it doesn't specify, but he is decked out in full Renaissance Fair regalia.
Oh, boy.
A New York man. This
chainmail.
Rawstory.com. He does have chainmail around his head.
How many swords?
I don't see any swords.
Oh, okay.
But he is holding a Knights Templar flag. A New York man has joined hundreds of patriots who have appointed themselves defenders of U.S. military recruitment centers, holding the flag of the Knights Templar and wearing a 10-pound steel helmet. Jeffersonville resident Joseph Fry says he wants to protect personnel at the military centers following the shooting at a Chattanooga recruitment office. He said, service members should be protected. They volunteered to protect us, so I'm just trying to put heat on the issue.
I'm just imagining, you know, like the kooky music that you might hear behind this kind of story on like a Colbert Report or a Penn and Teller's BS or something like that.
Apparently the guy's a former Marine.
But he's dressed up like he's some sort of knight in the Templar Knight.
Yeah, says all he right. does not have a permit to carry a handgun.
Oh, so he's not armed? All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now more Free Talk Live continuing, where you can control the airwaves, at least for a moment. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-453. You do not have to necessarily talk about the town selectman illegally painting crosswalks in his own town and then being charged criminally, or as we're discussing, gun-free zones at the military recruiting centers. Now, I actually went out to the local military recruiting center here yesterday and did a video interview with one of the guys who was down there, and I've got the audio track, and we can play that here in a little bit, but we're telling you about a Knights Templar. Apparently, they are still around, and one of the members was out at the military recruiting center in somewhere in New York. What was the town in New York, Daryl?
Do you have any idea? They mentioned a couple different places. They mentioned Jeffersonville and then Middletown are both mentioned, so I'm not sure exactly where this began, but I'll tell you why Middletown is mentioned when we get back to the story.
All right, we'll do that here in a moment. Also, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in. Username there is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they're a licensed money services business, so they've gone and jumped through those government hoops. You don't have to worry about that. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you at ExpressCoin.com. You can also, by the way, save big time on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency. Normally, it's a 3% transfer fee over at ExpressCoin, but if you use code FTL, 0% transfer fee on up to $40. Pretty awesome deal. Go and try it out for yourself. I've used them. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Tony, listening in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Ian and Mark, how are you doing? I can't remember.
Mark's actually not here, but Danica and Daryl are in the studio with me tonight.
Danica, well, oh, hi, everybody.
Go ahead, sir.
This is my third time listening to you. I called in the first night I listened to you. The gentleman was talking about concealed carry.
Yes.
And, you know, in a theater, that kind of thing. And it sounds like you guys understand personal property rights, liberty, freedom, the Mises.org thing, and, you know, all that going on. I'm in South Carolina, and Title Code 53 specifically says that everybody has the right to exclude, you know, firearms from their property, including businesses.
Yep, they sure do.
But for a business to do that, they have laws they have to follow as well. They have to place a sign that's, you know, a certain size with one-inch black letters with a pictogram of a gun with a red circle with a red line through it.
Mm-hmm.
Those have to be placed at every entry door to the facility, not just one door. It has to be put on every door that anybody could enter.
Makes sense.
If they don't follow that, then they're not expressing their wish not to have concealed carry. I mean, I worked at
I mean, you've got to let your customers know. Otherwise, the default is whatever's legal.
All right, I worked at a place, you got to go through the guard shack. Well, you go to the guard shack, there's a big brick building with black letters painted in it, says no concealed weapons allowed. It doesn't have a pictogram, it's not the right size, and the letters are all wrong. So why carry it? You know what I mean? I mean, it could be the company's wish that I didn't carry it, but they didn't follow the law of South Carolina. You know what I mean?
So I don't blame anybody for concealed carrying in a place where, you know, they feel like they might be in danger. Like, there's this military recruiting center, which is a gun-free zone, but they're not checking people for weapons at the door. And so what's the harm in that case? I mean, obviously you're going to violate the federal government in that case, and they'll put you in prison. But, you know, if it was just a regular business and you're quietly concealing your weapon on the premises, you know, yes, technically that is a violation of the business owner's wishes, but it's not really violating any, you know, the customers aren't going to be angry about it. If you open carry, then obviously the customers are going to be upset. And a lot of those rules are really based more on what customers will perceive than what the business owner actually believes or cares about.
Right. Well, I just want to let you know that, you know, unless that sign, at least in South Carolina, and I know my permit's, you know, good in North Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, 17 other states. So those laws are probably the same there as well. So,
you know, thanks for sharing your story and your thoughts tonight, Tony. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Chris. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing tonight, Ian?
Oof, doing good. Hopefully your phone's doing a little better. Go ahead.
Hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I've just a bit of a question for you guys, what recommendation you would make. And it's maybe a Bitcoin question or maybe another alt currency question. I have a friend who studied in the U.S. and then returned to their home country in Iraq. They're Kurdish. And they have a job and are earning a paycheck being paid in the Iraqi currency, dinars. But the banking system doesn't allow in Iraq. It's not very safe. You don't really trust banks in Iraq. Just what, from a alt currency or a cryptocurrency, what options would there be just for someone in a country like that to, you know, hold on to that wealth, or hold on to the paychecks that they're earning?
Are you asking how someone in Iraq can get Bitcoin, or what other options besides Bitcoin there are?
No, just a recommendation. Just understand they are able to buy Visa cards and can buy into Bitcoins that way. But just in general, of all the cryptocurrencies, and including Bitcoin,
I would ask the question.
Recommendation on how you would go doing it.
I wouldn't recommend anything besides Bitcoin, personally.
I would ask what the person is trying to use something other than a bank for. Because, you know, like, if you just want to store your money but still be able to go shop at your local grocery store, if you're in the middle of Iraq, you know, chances are your local grocer isn't taking Bitcoin.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, you know, turning your entire paycheck into Bitcoin, on the one hand, yes, you're preventing like the Iraqi government from seizing your money out of the bank.
Well,
but at the same time, you're then turning your Bitcoin and or your money into something that can't be used where you are. It would be like if I went and traded all of my money into euros. Well, yeah, I'm then protected against American inflation, but it does me absolutely no good.
So I got a couple ideas. First of all, I wouldn't do anything besides Bitcoin if you're looking at cryptocurrencies. The other ones, there's too many other altcoins, and there's no real winner besides Bitcoin. Bitcoin is used. It's used around the world, and maybe it's used in some places in Iraq. I mean, I haven't looked at the coin map, so I don't know, you know, what is available over there, nor is that necessarily the most accurate representation of what's available. If you're looking at storing wealth, obviously gold and silver are great options. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. You can order some gold from Midas Resources or silver. Silver is a little easier to afford. So those are good classic ways to store value over time. And obviously you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, so it might be good to have some Bitcoin and some silver in addition to the Iraqi dinars.
Right.
So, you know, I think you want to keep some money in the bank so you can keep doing business in Iraq easily. You obviously don't want to store all your money with the banks, in my opinion, because then it could easily come in and take it.
I would suggest maybe using Bitcoin at Gift and using some of the gift cards that can be used in the area of Iraq. There may be
if
limited,
there is anything on Gift in Iraq. That's a good point. So we can continue here in moments. I've got another suggestion, 855-450-FREE, if you want to throw one out there as well. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now, more Free Talk Live here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. We're going to talk more about the folks that are standing guard outside of recruitment centers. Apparently, there was another, I guess one of these guys was threatened with arrest if he didn't leave the property in another city. I'm sorry, I don't remember where that one was. And then Daryl's got a story about a man wearing a Knights Templar costume, which is, of course, hearkening back to these people who apparently slaughtered Muslims in the past. Honestly, I had not followed that story closely, but it sounds like Daryl knows a lot about that. So we can share more about that with you here in moments. Also, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com. You can sign up for their free daily dispatch. Again, that's freedomsphoenix.com. We were talking with a gentleman a moment ago. He was asking about a friend in Iraq who is looking for ways to store his wealth. Doesn't necessarily want to keep all of his money in the Iraqi dinar currency. And so what were some other options for him? Well, obviously, Bitcoin is an option. That's one thing you can do. I don't know, you know, if there are any Bitcoin vending machines in Iraq that you could easily go and turn dinars into Bitcoin. That's one way to do it, at least in a lot of places in the world. Even Athens, they just got their own Bitcoin vending machine there. So, in fact, I haven't heard any updates from Greece recently. I don't know if anybody's been following what's been happening there, but I'd love to know what the latest is.
I believe the Eurozone decided to give them some kind of bailout package of like $86 billion over the next couple of years.
I'm sure that'll go splendidly for them.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Given that they haven't paid back the other $380 billion or whatever it was. So, you know, there's that option of turning your money into Bitcoin. And, of course, there are other ways to do that. There's people locally who will sell them to you. There's a website called Local Bitcoins if you're in the U.S. or Canada. It's easy with ExpressCoin.com. And there are a variety of other choices. So Bitcoin's one option. But I was thinking about the wage can as a possibility, right? So,
yes.
So the concern is, okay, the government's going to come in. They're going to take money out of your bank account. That's certainly a concern in Greece, where there was talk about a 30% haircut on anybody that had a bank account of over 8,000 euros. And haircut meaning they steal your money.
Right.
So, you know, there's a real concern, right? You only want to put in a bank account what you can afford to have the government take from you, basically.
Yes.
And what's the worst you could afford to lose? Put that in the bank account and then use that to pay your bills and stuff like that. Now, this wage can card, I think, is a real good option. I don't know how international they've gone with wage can yet. It's an international It's an international company. It's based out of Taiwan, I believe. The bank they deal with is in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Wage can's offices, I think, are in San Francisco. So it's definitely an international company, and I suspect they will accept applications from all around the globe. I don't see anything on their website specifically forbidding anyone in a particular country from applying for a wage can card. But basically what a wage can card is a MasterCard. So it's usable at the hundreds of thousands or millions or whatever MasterCard accepting locations. Any place that will accept an international MasterCard can take WageCan. And so far in my experience with WageCan, and they're not an advertiser on Free Talk Live. I've just, you know, Daryl, you and I have one of these
yes.
things. Danica, I don't think you do, right?
No, I want to get one, I think. I had heard about it. I believe John and Kent Bush were here and
yep.
at the same time that they were talking about it.
With the CEO of the company.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was the CEO.
They gave
I just thought
a
he
card.
Was some guy that was, like, really excited about, hey, here's this new debit card thing.
It was just a nice man from Taiwan.
I wanted to wait and see how it played out, but you guys seem to like it, and
yes.
it goes really well, right?
It's
we
gone
well so far, yeah.
Go over it during the top of the hour.
Well,
right
there's risk involved. I plan on going over some of it right now. I mean, there's some risk involved, right? You are dealing with a foreign company, and,
right.
you know, if they close up shop tomorrow night, your money's going to be gone. I mean, it's not going to be worth enough.
All of Mt. Gox?
Well, all of whatever. All of any company that, you know, is without, you know, it's outside of your arm's grasp. You can't touch these people. They're somewhere else in the world. And to bring some sort of suit against them would require hiring an attorney. And if you've got $500 in your wage can account, you know, the first hour of the attorney is probably going to eat most of that up. So
right.
it's just not, it wouldn't make sense to do anything about that. So there is the risk involved of, hey, you know, you have no recourse if the company just decides to fold overnight. But all that said, so far, it's been working well. And it's a MasterCard, to tell you more about what it is and why this might help the guy in Iraq.
Right.
Or anybody that doesn't want to keep money in a bank account locally. It allows you to spend your Bitcoin as cash. So what you do is you load the card with Bitcoin. You can't deposit cash into the card. You take your Bitcoin, you send it to an address that is associated with the card, and then in about a day or so, business day, they will take that Bitcoin, convert it into U.S. dollars, and then load that as a prepaid amount onto this card. It looks like a credit card.
And Ian, I have to correct you.
Please.
You said that you cannot load cash onto it. I did that
really?
Very thing a couple days ago.
How?
Bitcoin vending machine scanned my QR code and then put cash into the Bitcoin vending machine.
Wow.
So the cash
cool.
essentially became Bitcoin on my debit card.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. For you, it was like loading cash on, but what really happened was you fed cash into the Bitcoin vending machine. The Bitcoin vending machine sold Bitcoin to you at 5% above the cost of Bitcoin, and then immediately transferred that Bitcoin into the wallet of this Bitcoin
account. I had cash, and now I have money on my WageCan account.
I see what you're saying. You yourself never held the Bitcoin itself.
Right.
If you want to say it that
way. Right. So if there's a Bitcoin vending machine somewhere near you, you can use that to turn cash into fines on your card.
At whatever the percentage would be, right? So Bitcoin vending machines around the world charge different percentages.
Right.
But, you know, 5% is fairly typical.
For the convenience.
Yeah, sure. Sure. And then I think WageCan charges a 1.5% on a load. I think that's the only fee they take out. And that's one of the things I was looking for on WageCan was I thought, all right, they're going to get you with the fees. They're going to be nickeling and diming you to death with this thing.
They get you on fees if you withdraw cash from an ATM.
Which you pretty much get hit any time you withdraw cash from an ATM unless it's with your home bank, right?
Right.
So that's not atypical. But, yeah, so there's a fee there. You're right about that. But the only other fee they have, if you look at their fee schedule, is just the initial load of the card. Once the cash is on the card, there's no additional hits to using that card. You know, if I go to Walmart and I buy a $10 item with the WageCan card and then I look at my balance or whatever, it's going to have $10 taken out.
Yes.
So for the guy in Iraq or for anybody who wants to keep money out of a bank account, this works because it's completely out of the purview of whatever government wherever you are in the world, unless you happen to live in Hong Kong.
What about purse? Like, could he use purse, or is that a
purse isn't going to store wealth? I mean, that's just a way to buy things.
But he can use it to. I guess that would work, too.
I mean, first, it's a cool thing. There's no doubt about it. You can buy things on Amazon for 20% off by using Bitcoin at purse.freetalklive.com.
Amazon is selling food, so he could certainly use it to purchase food.
Wait, what now?
Amazon does sell food on it. So
yeah, but they don't sell, like, you know, perishable food. They sell stuff you can keep on a shelf for a long time. But you could use your WageCan MasterCard at any marketplace that accepts MasterCard. So that's a way to keep money out of a bank account and yet still have it accessible to you to where you don't have to ask every merchant, hey, do you accept Bitcoin? You can just pull out your WageCan card.
You accept MasterCard in virtually every place.
Almost every place. I mean, unless we're talking about Iraq and, you know, in the marketplace where somebody's selling on the corner of the street just takes dinars. So I'm not saying get out of dinars completely, but there are a lot of options. And as the Bitcoin economy matures and we start seeing more innovative solutions like the WageCan card, it'll get even easier to, I think, disconnect yourself from local bank accounts and things like that. And so, the WageCan card's backed by a bank in Hong Kong. So as long as you live outside of Hong Kong, there's no government necessarily that has jurisdiction over that particular card. So we'll come back with more here in a moment. In theory, right. We're on the way here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. You, of course, can join us here toll free, 855-453. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
We've been talking about storing your wealth, some alternatives besides just socking money away in a bank account and waiting for the day when the government comes and raids it, which they can either do as just an attack across all of society, as we saw in Cyprus, where, what was it, a 45% hit or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, where they just went and they just raided accounts. And I think the amount that you had to have in storage of euros was like over 100,000 there. It was a fairly high floor. But in Greece, they were talking about hitting accounts with over 8,000 euros with 30% haircut, as they were calling it. So they can either do it and, you know, across all bank accounts, or they can just target you and take all of your money out. They can do that anytime they want,
right,
to in the IRS.
In theory, well, not just the IRS, could be any government agency.
Sure.
They could just seize all of your money and then say, well, we think it was connected to something illegal. Prove it wasn't. Ha,
yep,
ha, ha.
Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, in theory, and this is completely in theory, there's no pending legislation to do this, but in theory, in the U.S., they could seize anything over the FDIC threshold of what's insured. And just say, all right, it's ours now. You're not insured on this. It's ours. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sure the FDIC wouldn't be insuring your account if, in the event that they decided to give everybody a haircut. The insurance would likely not apply in that instance.
Right, but all the feds would have to do is just take whatever's above what's insured, because right now they insure up to $250,000. So they could just say everything over $250,000 in a bank account is now ours.
They could, or they could just say, oh, we'll just take however much we want, and the FDIC will not do anything about it because we're in charge of them.
Yeah, right. In theory, they could do that, too.
Screw you.
I'm just saying the way that would wind up, you know, causing less paperwork for government bureaucrats.
Or they could have the FDIC change the maximum they insure, because they did change that recently. If you recall, it went up from $100,000 to $250,000.
That was changed by legislative decree.
Mm.
So that wasn't just the FDIC saying we're doing this. That was Congress telling the FDIC, you're now insuring up to $250,000.
Yeah, so perhaps they
could. But Congress could say, okay, you're only insuring $10,000 and everything over $10,000 is ours.
All right, so our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. There was more to say, I think, Daryl, about the man in the Knights Templar outfit.
Yes.
In New York, guarding outside of the military recruitment center.
Yes, so he did not have a firearm because he says he does not have a carry permit. However, he did have a bow and a quiver full of arrows.
Whoa.
Raw Story says that may come as a small relief to military officials who have asked armed civilian guards to stay away from their centers. On Thursday, a man in Lancaster, Ohio, who was guarding one of the centers, accidentally fired a round into the asphalt from his AR-15. Officials' relief may be short-lived, however, with Fry being the man dressed as the Knights Templar, setting up a Facebook page calling for a fire watch at recruitment centers nationwide on July 30th.
A fire watch.
He writes, "Citizens, I will be standing watch outside the Armed Forces Recruitment Center in Middletown, New York. I encourage anyone and everyone who is willing to defend this country, their own freedom, and their fellow citizens who lay their lives on the line every day, voluntarily join me at their own local recruiting station." He adds, "Please be sure not to bring a weapon unless you are licensed to carry in your area. We are not trying to incite civil disobedience, but to demonstrate we are able to defend our servicemen and women lawfully by the rights given by given us by the Constitution."
See, I didn't realize the dude had a bow and arrow with him. I had put on the headline when I posted this on Facebook that he was weaponless. So apparently he was not weaponless.
Yeah, it's difficult. I would say nay, impossible to see in the photo that they have. He also advised people to bring lawn chairs and plenty of water, that helmets and chainmail are optional.
And he actually is wearing chainmail in the photograph, which is
cool. Oh, yeah, he's wearing armor chainmail. Like, he's dressed in full regalia.
I suggest if you go to keep him company, you need to go pertain to Gallup and bring some coconut shells with you while you're going.
Monty Python reference for those who didn't know.
I think it would be hilarious if somebody dressed up as the Black Knight and stood by him and was like, let's duel.
So you go. Knights Templar. I got to say, Daryl, I don't know a whole lot about them. You had told me that they were part of the Catholic Church and they slaughtered Muslims back in the day.
Back during the Crusades. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories that surround the Knights Templar.
That's probably more of what I know about them.
Yeah, so.
Which still is not much.
Right. It's not a lot that I know about them either, other than, you know, like it was sort of a secret elite group of knights that fought during the Crusades, and the Crusades was basically the Catholic Church killing Muslims over Holy Land in Israel.
Okay. Anything else you want to share about that one?
I think that this is absolutely ludicrous.
What part?
The whole thing. I would say the entire thing.
Meaning
is ludicrous.
The entire thing of going to military recruiting centers and standing guard, or just the entire thing of this guy in the Knights Templar outfit?
Both. So the reason I think it is sort of ludicrous, and I don't really think that it is sending a message, because the military is saying, we don't want you here.
Mm-hmm. They're saying that it's actually interfering with recruiting, which
right.
is a good
thing. Okay, so interfering with recruiting, I would say, is kind of a good thing.
Right.
That's definitely, you know, it's got the opposite effect of what they're shooting for. Like, you know, these people
are... Well, it depends.
It depends
who you ask.
No, the Oath Keepers are mostly rah-rah, yay, America. we just don't want to, like, disarm Americans, so therefore we're going to go out with our guns and show America. And I realize that there are certainly some people that are part of Oath Keepers that have become conscientious objectors, and they oppose the military-industrial complex.
Well, because I think that Chris is one of those guys. I mean, at least that's
certainly
the impression I get from him. He's a two-time co-host of Free Talk Live. He was on two Sundays ago, and you had him on one of your filming shows.
Mm-hmm.
He is the guy who's heading up the Oath Keepers here in the Keene area that are doing this. And so he's been out there every single day for like 8 hours a day, standing out in front of the military recruiting center here in Keene. And this is a guy, is why I say it just depends on who you ask. I'm sure if you go down south or wherever and you talk to these guys, they're going to be a very different crew than Chris and his buddies.
Right. And Chris actually told me privately
Are you allowed to say this on the air if he told it to you privately?
Well, like, it's not something he posted on Facebook what I'm saying. He said that he hopes that none of the people involved, and I think he meant anywhere, not just here in Keene, he said he hopes that none of the people involved use this as an opportunity to, quote-unquote, shoot them some Muslims. Because you know that there are people that wind up, you know, like, that there are people that join the military because they want to go kill people. And there's probably somebody that's going to be like, I'm going on guard watch so I can shoot me a muzzy.
There's a chance of that. No doubt.
So that's why I think the thing is ridiculous, because you know there's going to be somebody that is going to join in.
That's not your fault, though. I mean, if what your goal is to go out, and I can't speak for Chris, but I can, you know, I've interviewed him, and I've got the interview. We can play it back here in a moment. It would be actually interesting if he happened to be listening tonight and could call and sort of debate you on this, because I totally see where he's coming from.
I see where he's coming from.
This is an outreach project in some ways to not only communicate... On one level, communicate the idea that gun-free zones are a bad idea and get people talking about that, which he says has happened, that this is, you know, that word has gotten out, that people are understanding that gun-free zones are a bad idea, that even here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is kind of a lefty town for New Hampshire, people still agree that the gun-free zones are a bad idea. He's been getting 98% positive reactions from folks. And so I guess my point is that it's that on one level, and then on another level, it's sort of an outreach to the people who react as well. So for the people that show up, for the people that stop by to talk, for the people that are there to assist, it's an opportunity for somebody who, like Chris, is a principled, liberty-minded person to express those ideas in a way that hopefully the kind of person who's coming from a military background could understand and appreciate that.
Right, but the vast majority of the people, and I'm purely speculating here based on my interaction with people that call themselves Oath Keepers, the vast majority that I have encountered, they're not principled libertarians.
But everybody starts somewhere.
Right? Kind of libertarian, and they just really, really, really like guns.
Okay, well, there's a starting point for everybody, and if Chris Reedman's the first person who expresses ideas of liberty to you, and, you know, he's a gun guy too, then maybe they're going to listen to him, as opposed to the pot-smoking hippies out on Central Square. I think it's a great outreach project. 855-450-FREE. I've got the interview coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You know what rubs means to people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Check Tux Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.